When was the last time you thought about your dental health beyond just brushing your teeth? Many of us don't realize that what's happening in our mouths can have a significant impact on the rest of our bodies. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the connections between various aspects of health and how they contribute to overall well-being. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on dental health, an area that's often overlooked but incredibly important. In this episode, we'll delve into the importance of oral hygiene, the connection between dental health and overall health, and the steps you can take to keep your mouth and body healthy. Whether you're diligent about your oral care routine or looking for ways to improve it, this episode will provide you with valuable insights. Let's start with a story about my friend, Mike. Mike had always brushed his teeth regularly, but he wasn't too concerned about flossing or visiting the dentist. He thought as long as his teeth looked good, everything was fine. However, after experiencing persistent bad breath and bleeding gums, he finally went to the dentist. The diagnosis: gingivitis, a mild form of gum disease. Mike was shocked to learn that his oral health was affecting more than just his mouth. His dentist explained that if left untreated, gum disease could lead to more serious health problems, including an increased risk of heart disease and diabetes. Mike's story is a reminder that dental health is about much more than just having a bright smile. It's a crucial part of overall health. The connection between oral health and overall health. Your mouth is the gateway to your body, and the state of your oral health can reflect and influence your overall health. Poor oral hygiene can lead to problems like tooth decay and gum disease, which are not only painful and inconvenient, but can also contribute to more serious health conditions. One of the primary connections between oral health and overall health is through inflammation. Gum disease, or periodontal disease, is a chronic inflammatory condition that affects the gums and bone supporting the teeth. When left untreated, the bacteria that cause gum disease can enter the bloodstream and trigger inflammation in other parts of the body. This systemic inflammation has been linked to a range of health issues, including heart disease, diabetes, and respiratory infections. For example, Mike's dentist explained that people with gum disease are at a higher risk of developing heart disease because the inflammation in the gums can contribute to the buildup of plaque in the arteries, a condition known as atherosclerosis. Diabetes is another condition that has a strong connection with oral health. People with diabetes are more susceptible to infections, including gum disease, because high blood sugar levels can weaken the immune system. Conversely, severe gum disease can make it more difficult to control blood sugar levels, creating a vicious cycle. Mike's sister, Sarah, who has type 2 diabetes, found that after improving her oral hygiene and getting her gum disease under control, her blood sugar levels became more stable, making her diabetes easier to manage. Respiratory health can also be affected by oral hygiene. The bacteria in your mouth can be inhaled into the lungs, leading to respiratory infections such as pneumonia, particularly in older adults or those with compromised immune systems. This is why maintaining good oral hygiene is especially important for people with chronic respiratory conditions like COPD. Common oral health issues, what to watch for. There are several common oral health issues that can affect anyone, regardless of age or lifestyle. Understanding these problems and how they develop can help you take preventive steps and seek treatment early if needed. Tooth decay is one of the most common dental problems. It occurs when the bacteria in your mouth produce acids that erode the enamel on your teeth, leading to cavities. If left untreated, tooth decay can cause pain, infection, and even tooth loss. Mike, who had a sweet tooth, often found himself with cavities at his dental checkups. His dentist recommended reducing his sugar intake and using fluoride toothpaste to help strengthen his enamel and prevent further decay. Gum disease is another prevalent issue that ranges from mild inflammation, gingivitis, to more severe forms that can damage the soft tissue and bone supporting the teeth, periodontitis. Symptoms of gum disease include red, swollen, or bleeding gums, bad breath, and loose teeth. Gum disease is often painless in the early stages, which is why many people don't realize they have it until it's advanced. Mike's experience with gingivitis was a wake-up call that prompted him to improve his oral hygiene routine and start flossing daily. Tooth sensitivity is a common condition where certain triggers, such as hot or cold foods and drinks, cause discomfort or pain in the teeth. This can be due to worn enamel, exposed tooth roots, or cavities. Tooth sensitivity can be managed with desensitizing toothpaste and by avoiding foods that trigger the pain. Mike noticed that his teeth were becoming more sensitive, especially when drinking cold beverages, so his dentist recommended using a special toothpaste to help reduce the sensitivity. Oral cancer is a serious condition that can develop in any part of the mouth, including the lips, tongue, cheeks, and throat. Risk factors for oral cancer include smoking, heavy alcohol use, and HPV infection. Early signs of oral cancer can include sores that don't heal, lumps, or red or white patches in the mouth. Regular dental checkups are crucial for early detection, as oral cancer can be treated more effectively when caught early. Mike's dentist performs an oral cancer screening at each visit, which gave him peace of mind knowing that any potential issues could be detected early. Bad breath halitosis is often caused by poor oral hygiene, gum disease, dry mouth, or certain foods. Persistent bad breath can be a sign of an underlying dental problem, such as gum disease or tooth decay. Mike's bad breath was one of the first signs that something wasn't right with his oral health, leading to his diagnosis of gingivitis. Myths about oral health, what's true and what's not. There are many myths and misconceptions about oral health that can lead to poor habits or a lack of care. One common myth is that if you're not experiencing pain, your oral health is fine. In reality, many dental problems, such as gum disease and cavities, can develop without causing any pain until they're advanced. Another myth is that brushing alone is enough to maintain good oral health. While brushing is essential, flossing is equally important for removing plaque and food particles from between the teeth where a toothbrush can't reach. Mike learned this lesson the hard way when he developed gingivitis, despite brushing regularly. There's also a misconception that sugar is the only food that causes cavities. While sugar is a major contributor, any carbohydrate can feed the bacteria in your mouth and lead to acid production, including bread, pasta, and fruit. Finally, some believe that dental checkups are only necessary when there's a problem. Regular dental visits are crucial for preventive care, early detection of issues, and maintaining overall oral health. Maintaining good oral hygiene, tips for a healthy mouth. Maintaining good oral hygiene is key to preventing dental problems and supporting overall health. Here are some essential tips to keep your mouth healthy. Brush twice a day. Brushing your teeth twice a day with fluoride toothpaste is crucial for removing plaque and preventing tooth decay and gum disease. Be sure to brush for at least 2 minutes each time and use a soft bristled toothbrush to avoid damaging your enamel. Floss daily. Flossing removes plaque and food particles from between your teeth and along the gum line, where your toothbrush can't reach. Daily flossing helps prevent gum disease and cavities. Mike made flossing a part of his nightly routine after his gingivitis diagnosis, and it made a big difference in his oral health. Use mouthwash. An antimicrobial mouthwash can help reduce bacteria in your mouth, freshen your breath, and prevent gum disease. Choose a mouthwash that contains fluoride for added protection against tooth decay. Limit sugary and acidic foods. Foods high in sugar and acid can erode your enamel and increase the risk of cavities. Try to limit your consumption of sugary snacks and drinks, and rinse your mouth with water after eating or drinking acidic foods. Stay hydrated. Drinking plenty of water helps keep your mouth clean and promotes saliva production, which is essential for neutralizing acids and washing away food particles. Mike's dentist recommended drinking water throughout the day, especially after meals, to help protect his teeth. Visit your dentist regularly. Regular dental checkups and cleanings are essential for maintaining oral health and catching any issues early. Your dentist can remove plaque and tartar that you can't reach at home, check for signs of gum disease or oral cancer, and provide personalized advice for your oral care routine. Mike now visits his dentist every 6 months, which has helped him stay on top of his oral health and prevent future problems. Understanding the risks of poor oral health. Neglecting oral hygiene can lead to a range of dental problems, but the risks don't stop there. Poor oral health has been linked to several systemic conditions that can have serious consequences. For example, untreated gum disease can lead to tooth loss, which can impact your ability to eat and speak properly and even affect your self-esteem. More concerning, however, is the connection between gum disease and heart disease. Research has shown that the inflammation caused by gum disease can contribute to the development of atherosclerosis, increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Additionally, poor oral health can exacerbate conditions like diabetes, making it more difficult to control blood sugar levels. Mike's experience with gingivitis opened his eyes to the importance of oral health, not just for his teeth and gums, but for his overall well-being. Conclusion: prioritizing your dental health. Your dental health is a vital part of your overall health, and taking care of your mouth can have far-reaching benefits for your entire body. By practicing good oral hygiene, staying informed about common dental issues, and keeping up with regular dental visits, you can protect your teeth and gums and reduce your risk of serious health problems. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the importance of dental health and how it impacts your overall well-being. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, a healthy smile is a reflection of a healthy body, so make oral care a priority in your daily routine. Until next time, take care.